Monday, November 28th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report. Mexico and the U.S. ag sector are aligned as to trade interests. The U.S. ag sector derives about 20% of its net farm income from exports, and exports are often the tip of the sword relative to price discovery for many ag markets. About 20% of Mexican GDP is derived from exports to the U.S., from which they receive their income to be the number one U.S. corn buyer, number one pork buyer, and number two U.S. beef buyer. Mexico accounts for about 13% of U.S. exports and imports, but the U.S. exports to Mexico are heavily concentrated in ag commodities. The growth in U.S. ag exports to Mexico has been supported by the growth of the Mexican economy. A trade confrontation with Mexico, as forewarned by President-elect Trump, would cause a recession in the Mexican economy that would undermine demand for U.S. ag products. Trump has threatened a 35% tariff on all Mexican imports. That is not likely the first act that will be taken, as it would cause a crisis for the Mexican economy. The first move will be a request to eliminate what the Trump team has called a one-sided backdoor tariff through VAT. MoneyCNN.com explained, "It is true that Mexico has a 16% value-added tax that American companies must pay in Mexico. It is also true that Mexican companies don't pay a VAT tax in the United States. However, Mexican companies do pay the same VAT tax in Mexico that U.S. companies pay. Trade experts say that the VAT tax isn't a trade barrier or tariff because local companies are paying the same tax in their home country. Trump was implying that it's a trade barrier, and it's just not," says Alan Deardorff, the economic professor from the University of Michigan, who characterized Trump's comment as misleading. "What we have learned is that things don't have to make sense as long as there is an American first result. Mexico is unlikely to meet all the Trump team's demands, which will prompt them to give them notice to end NAFTA. One caveat that many underestimated is that the power of the president to take trade actions on their own without the direction or approval of Congress. Much tariff power is in the hands of the president. Nixon, Reagan, Bush, and Obama all imposed targeted tariffs on goods ranging from motorcycles to tires. Nixon imposed a 10% tariff on everything, to which our trade partners responded by strengthening their currencies, which defeated the tariff. Mexico has let the peso devalue 10%, which works against U.S. exporters before Trump was even in office. This currency bonus would theoretically encourage U.S. tourists traveling to Mexico for winter hiatus. However, there's likely going to be some angry sentiment toward the United States from Mexicans that will create some safety concerns for U.S. tourists if the tensions ramp up in early 2017. This will harm another major source of Mexican revenue from tourism." You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Some of the trade actions Trump threatened during the campaign violate WTO rules. Trump would have the power to withdraw the United States from the WTO if he wanted, but that would likely cause a full-blown global trade war the likes not seen since Mood Hawley. Trump likes to play with fire, but usually doesn't jump into one. Then again, we don't know for sure what a President Trump would do. One way or the other, we can expect NAFTA to be revised in a manner which would make Trump look great to the blue-collar workers that elected him. He never promised farmers a thing about exports. The notice to end NAFTA would put Mexico under great pressure to achieve a negotiated settlement. Trump will also find some way to generate a revenue stream from this deal with Mexico that he can claim as a means to fund constructing a wall on the border. The rush of illegal immigrants crossing the border from Mexico has abated to a net sum near zero. While net immigration from Mexico is currently shriveled to a trickle when the Mexican economy goes into recession or worse, the impetus to come to the United States to find jobs would produce a new wave of immigrants, providing a challenge to border security again. The primary reason that illegal immigration through Mexico moderated was that there were jobs on the other side of the border. Trump would upset the economic conditions that have balanced immigration. If he follows through on his vow to deport millions of Hispanics, he will be sending them to a country in recession, worsening their unemployment crisis. This could also create a severe shortage of U.S. farm workers, negatively impacting farm production and processing. The Congress will focus first on border security and enforcement, including deportation. Then they may get around to things like legal work visas. Many ag industries and farm groups have been trying to get their points across to the Trump team. The American Farm Bureau has communicated that an enforcement-only policy poses certain concerns for the ag industry. Farm Bureau studies have shown that an enforcement-only approach would cause agricultural production to fall and food prices to rise. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.